We continue spiritual and religious tourism. By this time, you would have understood what we mean by spiritual and religious tourism. People go down to the Devbhumi, Uttarakhand, to the Uttarakhand path, Rishikesh, Haridwar, or people go down to Andhra Pradesh for religious activities, going down to visit temples, etc. Or this may be for relaxation or performing certain rituals. Somebody has passed away, so disposing of the last remains in form of ashes into rivers, into Ganga or any special river that they would like to perform those activities. In Maharashtra, as I was mentioning earlier, here they are picked up here. There are many places referred to as a religious tourist circus. And the popular example is Solapur district, where you have Tuljapur, Pandapur, Akkalkot, and Gangapur. So these are the places in Maharashtra. Not to forget, into religious tourism, we have the famous Shirdi, where people go to Sai Baba's shrine. So other or miscellaneous, we are counting on different type of tour. We spoke about health, wellness, religious, and people going as a pilgrimage. We now pick up sports tourism. I've explained to you what does a sports tourism means. And we all know that international travel happens for various sports that people go and see. For example, spectacle such as visit to a major sporting event in Wimbledon tennis that happens in Australia, or sports tourism that traveling away from the home for a day to watch a sporting event, like people were going during COVID time for IPL into Dubai, or people go for test match series that happen in Australia or in UK, or likewise tourists come to India when the test series of a particular two countries happen in India. So this may be a major cup or various major cup final match, many things. Like we had World Cup final in the city of Ahmedabad for cricket, and that was having a big attraction, including the Australian Prime Minister who was here. So it could also be a much smaller event, but sports tourism contributes a lot as a type of tourism. Now, there are new products that are merging up, especially when the supply chain is looking into various options available, especially the more indicative trend seen in the travel and tourism industry. There might be several new products offered by the travel service provider. Some possible things we are counting on: theme-based, concept-based, and products offering. Theme-based. Somebody is going to explore some destination on a theme of looking for learning culinary, which means learning the Thai cooking. It's a theme. So all the tourists or the joinees of a specific tour would be taking this up to go to Thailand and learn the Thai cooking, right? Or any concept-based, any concept, the idea that has been put forward based on that, an activity as a type of tourism happening in that area. So quite a few new trends have been seen. Now, another trend is relaxed tourism, where you forget everything. You just want to go and relax. With a growing tendency to visit weekend destination, people are now taking time to relax. People working in Mumbai in corporate sector for a full month, 2 months, and now they would like to just go and relax, go for any activity, like possibly a rain dance, possibly staying within the campus of a resort and playing everything within that, dining also happening in there. And that is a relaxed tourism where you would like to get cut off from the... So just relax and enjoy. do things at your ease, do what you want to do, relax it, and so on and so forth. So we know that disposable income has increased. I mentioned that more number of home earners have increased. Wife, husband, both are working. Possibly one of their daughter or son is working. So additional income is coming. Disposable income is more. Increase in salaries, in packages, in incentives has resulted into more income coming. Technology has put up a lot of efforts into travel. People have learned on the technology. Education have become increasingly available in recent time. So all these new trends that are picking up are the outcome of this. So the demand for pleasure or relaxed tourism is also picking up. So relax. People just go and relax and enjoy. They don't want to worry about what work load they had, from which work culture they have come in, or they would like to have a significant increase of relaxation. I would just like to sleep, enjoy, eat, music, dance, relax, beach combing, swimming pool, reading books, rain dance in the resort, and so on and so forth. So a lot of activities linked to that is happening. So we were exploring the new products, and we saw the relax tourism as a new product that has come in. We are looking at the exploring of the new products, and ecotourism has now need of the hour. All international organizations are putting great attention to ecotourism, that is increasing the awareness towards the preservation of environment. Ecology around us has to be preserved while using services of tourism from the natural tourism products or even man-made tourism product. The impact of that shouldn't be high onto the environment. So that is a trend that has been tossed and being practiced by many educated tourists internationally as well as domestically. Equally, also the importance of this has been highlighted by UNWTO, the International Ecological Survey Society, and various other umbrella organizations that take care of tourism's growth, sustainability. So taking care of environment and using environmental friendly activities to take the tourism's growth further is also called ecotourism or green tourism. And many countries who have successfully been recording the growth have paid great attention to ecotourism, because environment is gifted to us by nature, and if we don't protect, definitely it will start having a negative impact on us, on our tourism. Either it will start getting damaged and will result into climate change and rain and landslide, or disappearing altogether of the various ecological environment that was bringing in tourists to a specific area. Likewise, green tourism, retaining the greenery around us. Again, that comes in by nature. We need to protect that. So nowadays, people are interested in visiting less popular destinations, which means the mass tourism days are over now. People don't want to go to places where they find huge number of people again joining like them around them. People would like to go to exclusive destination, which has either not been explored or less explored by people. They would like to visit beaches which are virgin and not combed by other people, and less popular destination, which means emerging popular destination or emerging destination that are seen happening around the world. Agritourism is another new product. I spoke about this. lot of unique ideas are being put into, including the one that suggests to stay with the farmers in the agricultural farm, taking up activities which are now beyond imagination into the major urban cities, like taking up a bullock cart ride, riding on a bullock cart, going to the well or the water well and having a bath in the at the well with the well water being fetched for you, or joining the farmer's family in plowing the field traditionally, or possibly picking up activities like cooking the food along with the farmers, their own style of food, enjoying every single activity which farmers generally practice and enjoy. So these are all agri-tourism activities that are happening, and Maharashtra is the pioneer state to develop and promote agri-tourism in the country. It will provide the tourists the feel of the rural lifestyle. So you food what farmers eat, you join them in cooking, you take a bath on a well, water well, and so many other activities just happening at this. And of course, the new product, adventure tourism, cannot be removed out of our understanding of the new product. Unexpected activities travelers should go for, enjoy that. One of them is like bungee jumping. Another could be a scuba diving. Another activity could be something like exploration or travel to remote areas. Adventure tourism is rapidly growing. Tourists seek a lot of other activities, holidays, different from the typical beach vacation. Because now even beaches are too crowded, so people would like to go for exploring into adventure tourism, like zip lining has picked up in recent years, where zip lines are being put onto the beaches or in the mountainous belt, and people do that. People are taking up adventure of staying in the wildlife park on treetop hotels, which is again a unique thing. Or people are staying in area of camps being pitched into the desert area and enjoying that. So all these are adventure tourism that good number of tourists are looking forward, because adventure could be hard adventure and soft adventure. A hard adventure could be rock climbing, mountaineering, trekking. And soft adventure could be smaller things like paragliding, sailing, snorkeling, and so on and so forth. This also has picked up a lot. And medical tourism, human beings, especially in India, have been always looking for medical treatment of the best quality, which is not available here. In case then they travel to US or other countries that has medical facilities available there. This form of tourism has been rapidly growing as individuals wish to avail themselves of the very best healthcare treatment available in the world, no matter how far they have to travel or how much it might cost. People have been spending lakhs of rupees to go for a good cancer treatment abroad. So volunteerism is another product where you go as a volunteer in area where these type of facilities of trained tourism professionals are not available. So while you enjoy as a holiday, you work as a volunteer in that area and support the host, the local community staying there by providing your services to international tourists who come in those destinations. So it includes a lot of things. Mostly the NGOs are providing volunteers to such destination. It includes volunteering during the travel for a charitable cause. And one of the charities to educate the host community, lift their capacity so that they understand the international tourism. They are ready to welcome international tourists. So from low-skill work, cleaning up local wildlife areas, to providing high-skill medical aid in a foreign country. All that is happening in tourism. Also, wellness tourism, which could be meditation, regeneration, yoga, telam massage, spa. All these are activities in regenerating, visiting remote place for the peace of mind. The main idea behind such kind of travel is to go to that secluded area and relax, possibly in a mountainous belt, a mountainous area, or going down into the desert or wildlife area or in jungle so that you can relax. It includes traveling to promote health and well-being through physical, psychological, and spiritual activities. India is attracting a lot of international tourists in wellness tourism. We have a lot of resort, similar type of resorts in Kerala and other states. North, we have in Himachal, we have got in Uttarakhand, where this wellness and regeneration spa facilities are available for domestic and international tourists equally. Culture tourism is another area people would like to know about the cultural knowledge of one particular country, which they are not fully aware of. Wildlife, especially tribals, how do they live? What is their lifestyle? How do they spend their day-to-day activities? What type of tourism products are available in natural format? People are exploring that type of a culture tourism. It could be referred to a festival, rituals, or any activity. The tourists can enjoy a genuine culture exchange with the locals, where you get the actual local experience. Mind it, this is a new trend. We would like to experience the product that is being offered or shown to you. We would like to see that, how it is being enjoyed by the local, or how I can be part of this activity as a cultural program. So people go down to the Ganesh Visarjan, and some of the tourists who are want to enjoy this, they would join the Ganesh Visarjan activities. Or those who like to enjoy Govinda, they would climb the human pyramid of number of people to break the handi at the top. So a lot of such new exploring, new products are available, and there are tourists who would like to do and explore this. Culinary tourism has also picked up. People travel to different destinations to learn about their culinary practices, what they cook, what is the new, how these dishes are prepared. People travel to and attend food festival, food competitions, visit local farms, wineries, and cheese manufacturing companies. Interact with the local community or cook for a special culinary experience. It has picked up a great momentum. People are traveling around the world in culinary tourism and heritage tourism. Every country is proud of their own heritage, and retention of that heritage is one of the biggest challenges that most countries are experiencing and facing. There are a good number of tourists around the world who would like to visit this cultural and heritage site. In our country, for example, India, lot of heritage hotels have come up. Those were earlier the palaces of Nawabs and Maharajas. Like we have one, the Udaipur Lake Hotel, or many other such can be given. Say in Bhopal, the Nawab of Bhopal Palace is now turned into a hotel and a heritage hotel. So a lot of such exploring activities are happening. People are going to wildlife park and staying within the wildlife on a treetop hotel that people pick up and go to Masai Mara in Kenya, or in Arusha, Tanzania, or Kruger National Park in South Africa.